All right. It's July 5th, Tuesday, 1 o'clock. I'll call this summer BOE session to order. The first order of business is the election of the chairman. Do I have a motion on the floor?
I'll make a motion to elect Ron Houseman as chair.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to nominate Ron Houseman as chairman of the summer BOE or BOE. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Ron, I will turn it over to you.
We need a cover chair.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Okay.
Because people not being.
Sure. Do we have any nominations on the floor for a co-chair?
Nominate Nathan.
We have a nomination for Nathan Easley as a co-chair of the summer of the BOE. Do I have a second?
A second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. We have our chairman and co-chair, and I will turn over the meeting to Mr. Houseman.
Mr. Houseman, our first appointment is by teleconference. The phone is there. Do you want me to give you the phone number?
In just a moment. How many of these appointments that we have today are by teleconference, and how many are going to be in person?
Do we have a listing of that? If not, don't...
I don't have a listing. I mean, I would have to look at each paper, which I can tell you real quick.
Well, the reason I say that is if we're going to have telephone conferences with individuals, it would be good to know what time they are to make sure that we're timely, so in case they're waiting for that to happen.
Your timesheet, I can tell you, are all time, are all timely. So right here?
Looks like three.
These are the exact time of each, what they're expecting to be contacted.
Right.
We'll make a mark on it next time to tell you which ones are which phone ones conferences. Are... And we'll also put a phone number on there for you.
And as far as bringing these up and what you're indicating on the computer, is it the same information that I'm looking at here for the board member notes, or is that something different?
They can actually see the beginning valuation, res, ag, and commercial. But Christy can put that up here on the screen for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the like that so like, yeah. Here is on our, it's on our spreadsheet, so it's a hyperlink to it. Yeah. So.
The computer also allows each person to connect to Beacon, so that if we're looking at something else, they can go back and look at Beacon. They can also click on the images and look at the scanned-in proofs provided by each person.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and make this call, shall we, gentlemen?
Mm-hmm.
And to dial out here, Donna?
You don't have to hit 9 on this one, do you?
Yes, 9 and then your long distance code.
Are you always end up using mine?
Yeah, and then you get the speaker at that point, yeah.
9-1. Oh, it shows it's dialing.
Do you hit the big microphone? There.
Joe, it's over in the other.
It's in the sewer building. Oh, there you go, Mike. Oh, sorry. It's in the sewer building.
All right. Please enter your account code.
And I am calling.
Hi, this is Lucy. Surely for D.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Melissa, this is Ron Houseman calling from the Taney County Board of Equalization. And we'll wait just a couple of minutes and call you back. We are scheduled for discussion, I believe, today at 1 o'clock. Can they call back to this particular number, Donna? No.
We can transfer it. If they call back to the 7200, they can...
If, in fact, you get this in the next very few minutes, please call 417-546-7202. Yeah. Ask for the Board of Equalization. Thank you.
Big button, the big phone button. Perfect.
I'll need that one back.
I tried to do that.
Well, let's wait just a couple minutes, then I'll pass it down to you.
Lynn, do you have the extension?
Take one.
2201. You may be getting calls that are trying to get in here, so you transfer it to 2201, okay?
There you go.
Thank you, Lynn.
Bye. While we're...
Take one and pass it down.
Mr. Chairman, while we're waiting, could we also discuss possible adding some extra time to our BOE sessions?
Let's do that. Donna has informed us that we need to either create additional days or additional hours to take appointments, correct, Donna?
Well, we're going to get another 100 and some coming in. We have the 29th open in like 2 or 3 hours on the 29th, right? In the morning, yes.
Okay. What's the 26th look like for you guys? I'm free on the 26th. I originally blocked it out for me because I thought I was going to be out of town. The board members, are you guys good on the 26th?
I am.
Mm-hmm. So should we go ahead and schedule like we've done the other days, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the 26th?
That's fine with us. I don't know if we'll fill it up, but we'll give it a shot.
That's fine. And then you also mentioned just a minute ago the 29th and or another date. And you talked about the morning. Are you talking about backing it up from the 9 a.m. date? Was that going to be our option? Or?
On the 29th, I think we have a couple of, at least one appointment in the morning. I think maybe two in the morning.
Oh, you meant you have some spaces open.
Right.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, we have a couple of spaces open on the 29th. And then we did have one on the 22nd. Did we fill that one? Do you know?
I don't know. We might have a 15-minute block. Yeah. But the 8th is the other one where we have a
larger
block.
Right.
So you still got some spots available right now.
We only have two. You know, more than an hour, and okay. That's on the 29th and the 8th. Everything else, there's only like one or two spots that are 15 minutes.
What was the 100-something you just mentioned that was coming in?
I got a phone call over the weekend saying that there's a condominium complex going to come in over by Branson Hills called the Fox Point Condos.
So are they going to individually talk about each condominium?
They're representing. I think when they called me, they were talking about representing, getting the signature from each owner, and they collectively have one argument.
And we won't fill up this new date, the 26th. We won't fill that up until we have everything else filled up.
I appreciate that. Let me ask you all this question. In the past, or at least in recent years, when an association like that wants to come before you collectively, have you looked at the properties individually, or... do you look at them collectively?
It depends on...
If they're different, I don't know how you look at them collectively.
We've never had a collectively association show up.
So if they come, they need to come prepared to talk about each individual condominium. At least that would be
what
I suppose.
Well, we've had them talk about three. But basically, they usually have a standard of floor plans, and there's three or four floor plans, and they'll talk about the standard floor plans. But they all have to have signatures from all the owners. That's one of the... prerequisites. They got to be able to represent them. So.
And for instance, Kerry Walden has brought like 50 to 100 properties. They've all been the same argument. So when we made the decision, it was for all those BOE numbers all at once. So sometimes that can take 15 minutes. Sometimes it can take an hour of discussion. It just depends.
Well, my assumption is when an attorney represents something collectively, then they're going to get a fee for representing them collectively on any reduction that they receive. So if they have to talk about each one, they're going to earn their fee as opposed to talking about them collectively. But then again, we are too.
Most of their fees aren't based on the amount of time that they're in here. In fact, if I understand right from the State Tax Commission, they can only receive a percentage of the decrease. So it would be advantageous for an attorney to accomplish something in a smaller amount of time.
That's what I meant.
Okay, I understand that.
So are you comfortable with adding that extra day that we have enough time now for a while?
I think so.
Okay.
If we start getting scared, we'll let you know.
Well, here's my thinking too, Donna. Rather than, let's say that we backed up the time that anyone could appeal and actually set an appointment till what day? Was that
the 11th?
The 11th. So we'll have a handle, obviously, next Monday then, what we need. So anyone who calls in after that time is not going to get an appointment in this year's BOE.
Nope.
So it is important, and perhaps, again, we should remind people that if they want to come before the Board of Equalization, they need to contact your office prior to 5 p.m., July 11th, and your phone number is 417-546-7202.
Do you want us to do anything else other than what you've done on the internet? Do you want us to put something out on the air, on the radio, or do you want to take care of it?
I think we just did.
Well, internet.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, you can always just contact them, do a quick little blurb and send it to the press, and they'll pick it up real fast if you want to.
I think we need to give everybody every opportunity possible to make their appointments, and I think that's a good idea to do another media blurb. I'm wondering if, well, of course, we'll know on the 11th. I was thinking we might move, we've only got those 2 days, 12th and 13th, don't we? But we could go till 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock.
I have a feeling that your one-hour discussion time that we're setting is going to go longer than an hour. Maybe.
For whom? When?
For you, when you go to discuss and make your decisions each day. I would imagine that that's going to take you more than an hour.
And that's only if we don't reach it during that 15-minute time.
That's right.
Okay. She's allocated time at the end of the day for anything that we haven't included.
Now, we'd be thrilled to death if you're able to make a decision on each property as we go through it. But if you're not able to, then you do have an hour slot at the end of the evening from 4 to 5 each day.
Do you want to call that number one more time, Ron?
Okay.
Chairman Ron.
Please enter your account.
Hi, this is Missy. Be sure to leave your name, your number, and also the organization you're with when you're leaving this message. Thanks.
You have the option to make a decision on that right now based on the evidence they have. Have you got the evidence out there?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, they did not appear before the Board of Equalization.
So should we reschedule then? What do you thought?
They can do a phone conference. They can do it by mail. They don't even have to appear as long as they send their information in. I, however, have to have a decision one way or the other, whether we're going to do something or if you want us to try and contact.
Well, let me restate that. If someone has an appointment with us and they're going to be here in person and they don't show up, have they shown up? Then the answer is no. And if they have a teleconference with us and they don't take the call, have they taken part in BOE? Now, that's a question that I would assume the answer is no, but I don't know that.
Well, I mean, I think you can still review the evidence that they've presented and make a decision on the evidence without them being here.
I would, as a member, I'd just like to direct the clerk's office to reschedule. And if the person doesn't appear, then we don't make a decision because we haven't had an appointment with them. I mean, I'd rather just reschedule the whole thing because reviewing it may be different in her presentation versus the submitted documentation.
That's different than what we've done in the past.
I think we've done both.
We've done both.
I think you want to be careful rescheduling.
Okay.
because you're going to end up pulling everything to the end, and you will not get through your work. Because we know
that
we're flooded today.
Right.
We know we're at the limit. And then if we start the very first one.
I appreciate that.
Not going to.
Of course, today we have a cancellation, so you can try calling again at 2:15. We had an appointment canceled at 2:15.
I think everything would be fine. Call back at the end. But with all these cancellations, like we've got to 2 o'clock, if you want to call back at 2, that'd be all right. But
I've made a note to call back at 2:15, if that's everybody, meets everybody's pleasure.
That's my
And
original.
I also, if we want to go through this, then obviously I'm going to turn to you and ask for.
I think I have overwhelming evidence on this case right here in front of us today to keep the value the same. I've provided it to you, and I think I can point it out.
Well, let's reschedule, if that's okay, to 2:15 today. Is that all right, sir? Second parcel is Judith and Tyler Eileen Isaacson. Is that someone who is going to appear?
No. That is a phone conference.
And it's a phone conference.
Oops.
Enough, gentlemen?
That's funny to me.
How long ago was it that we started the practice of teleconferencing BOE appearances, I wonder?
I've been doing it since 2003. I don't know about prior to that.
It's been just a convenience to the taxpayer to keep informal hearing.
You have a lot of taxpayers that are applying that are not in the state of Missouri.
This particular one's on Cliff Drive. Okay.
We have Carl Smith at the conference call for 1:30 if you'd like that one.
I'll wait a couple minutes and dial this number back.
Okay.
Thank you. Guys, while we're waiting on these, do you think it would be appropriate to have the assessor make presentation regarding each parcel and get that done? Do we want to do that? We have a few minutes before I can make the next call, James.
Which one do we
want? This, Ms. Isaacson.
I think this, Ms. Isaacson, is self-explanatory. If you look at the notes at the bottom, maybe you don't have these notes. For home sales to be down, there is no reason for a rise in property taxes. I have even called President Obama, Roy Blunt, and Billy Long. Not done any improvements to home in 10 years. We can see that the purchase price was $72,000. If you give a 20% drop in the economy, which will be a lot of arguments, I'm assuming, that come in here, it's a lot that we heard during our informal hearings. We probably had 2,000 informal hearings. 20% drop, $14,000 from $72,000, still leaves us below market at $55,772. Her increase strictly came from the mistake that was made in the BOE of 2009, and this was just simply a correction process in it here in 2011, but it appears to me we're below market now. This is Isaacson's property.
You're going to have to help me. I don't. Oh, here we go. All right.
But if you see that we're at $34 a square foot to build the house, that's 63% good. So we're way down on square foot cost of that building. It's one of the older houses, I'm assuming, here in Bodell.
Do one of you gentlemen have your, I think I see yours, Jim, the BOE workshop booklet? I didn't bring
mine
downstairs. I think specifically the economy is addressed in there, isn't it, Donna? From, and unfortunately, that's not a reason.
That's right, it's not a reason.
That's right. We know that.
The, well, we're showing your total value is $55,772 appraised.
Yes, sir.
And it was purchased at $72,000.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And the client hadn't even relinquished a value she felt like the house was to be valued at.
Can I ask, I mean, is there, Donna, is there a request of what they want to lower it to?
There's a spot on the form. And Ron has my form, so
there's nothing there, is that correct?
No, they didn't. There's nothing there.
So what are they asking the Board of Equalization then?
They don't always fill it out.
They don't ask.
We tell them to, but they don't.
Well, if we're...
Well, shall I try one more time?
Yeah, because I don't know what we're asking. I mean, yeah. There's got to be a request. Did they get an increase notice? Is that what happened?
Yes, they got a slight increase notice.
But it's still below the 72,000.
Right, way below the 72,000.
1060, and it was 10,155.
Well, 55,772, and they paid 72,000.
That's currently what it is right now.
It's 440.
Correct. Right now, it's 55,772 is the valuation of the property.
All right, I thought that was old news. That's new news.
Yeah, that's what you sent out, right, James?
Right.
And then the 10,600 is that 55,772 times 19%,
right,
for the residential.
Do you gentlemen want to make a decision on this piece of property?
I move that we deny the request of parcel of BOE number 2011-060-502.
Is there a second to the motion?
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny the appeal from property number 2011-060-502. Is there any discussion? I should mention that because of the denial, if that in fact passes from this BOE, this property owner does have the right to go to the State Tax Commission.
Do they?
Yes.
Now, wait just a second.
Anytime you hear it.
Doesn't matter. You made a decision on it.
You made a decision and you heard it.
Yeah, if... Because if we said yes or no, they still can go to the state tax commission.
Right.
Sure. A lot of people will just submit their paperwork here and go straight
there. Right there.
That was my point about people who don't show up. We have to make a decision tonight. Whether you make a motion or not, then I physically deny it in the system and they can go on to the state tax commission. We've had property owners, big property owners, that have done that before.
Mr. Hausman, whenever... if they happen to come back and listen to the transcript, you read that number wrong.
I'm sorry?
The last three digits, you went 005 instead of 006.
So the property number is 2011-060502?
That's the BOE appeal number.
That's the BOE appeal.
And that's what I usually go is the BOE appeal number.
I just followed right in the number that you had read.
That's what we need.
Yeah, is this? BOE,
that's our tracking system.
I just...
Yeah.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Next parcel number is Rita Smith, LLC.
I don't know why they're calling or what's going on with this one. This was all settled in the informal hearing.
We tried to get a hold of them because they called the office saying that someone from my office had told them that they didn't need to come. And of course, we would not have done that. That would have been Mr. Strahan's office. But they never would return my call.
Yeah. It's on, if you open your page before you ever call them, you'll see that we lowered it back to a value that the BOE set on it in 2007. It's even below the 2009 value. But we can call them, but I'm assuming this is all settled.
This is a call also?
Mm-hmm. I highlighted it for you.
Sorry, got it.
865-940, is that what you're showing for the assessed valuation, James?
865-940.
That's what I have.
Down from 1,116,200.
Okay.
So the indications, make sure the indication, this is what they were mailed. You did the informal hearing. And the beacon is showing the new number,
right,
which shows it's lower than that number.
Right. And so, that's an old BOE number. That's the reason I went with that number that was established in 2007. And some reason it didn't get translated into the 2009 value.
So would it be appropriate, James, because of this miscommunication with the resident, just a motion to accept the...
I'd try to call them. We're here, and they've got time.
Okay.
But I'm sure that's the way it'll be.
Melody, I am calling for, I believe,
Carl Smith.
Rita Smith,
or
Carl Smith. This is Ron Hausman over at the Taney County Commission. We're holding Board of Equalization today, and we have a phone conference call with them. Could you notify them that we're trying to reach them? Thank you. Is this Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Smith, this is Ron Hausman at the Board of Equalization at the Taney County Commission.
Yes, sir.
We have you on teleconference, so the entire BOE is here,
okay,
all five members as well as the assessor and county clerk. And we are looking at your piece of property, and I would like to have the assessor address it, if he would, and then we'll go from there because we have an appeal from you for hearing today.
Okay.
Carl, this is James Strahan. I was with the assumption that we had resolved this issue and lowered your value back to the $865,940 as previously agreed to, from down from the $1,116,200. Is that not correct?
There we go, Tim. I got you.
Okay. Carl, I was with the understanding that me and you had reached an agreement of the $865,940 down from the $1,116,200 assessed. But some way your name has got into the appeal process here, but I was under the assumption they did that.
What had happened is that they erred and raised it in prior years, and they were supposed to be bringing it to the Board of Equalization. But they made a mistake and raised it without notification or during the middle of the process. Somehow it went to a different amount. So for 3 years I overpaid. Your county clerk, Donna, has all the documentation and so forth.
So, am I understanding, Carl, you're not quarreling the value that I have on your property at the $865,940. You're here to discuss, wanting to discuss previous years?
Yeah, but then after I wrote you that note or whatever, they've redone that. Calculation to 865.
What was it before? 1,116,200.
What's the 865 come to times the divided by the 3-1 or 3?
Okay, it come to
2,706,051. It's still not worth that. There's nothing in town selling for that kind of money. No way anybody in town.
Look, would you put that last screen back up, Chris? So, there you go. It's total. James, what was it before it was lowered? If it's now at 2.7,
it was at 3,492,562.
Okay, I see that in here now. All right.
And the 3,492 was based upon an erroneous number of the past. In 07, I met with the BOE, and we agreed what I paid for the purchase price would be a fair price. In 07, I paid taxes on that amount. Even at that time, I didn't like it because it was too high a price, because he enrolled the purchase price and added
it. What was that amount, sir?
The amount for what?
In 07, you're saying?
Yes, 07.
What was that amount?
The purchase price?
Yes, sir.
2.752, I believe. But then the amount that they came out was the full amount, and then it added another value for personal property. So, in other words, purchase price. But at that time, I chose not to go ahead and further pursue that.
Okay. So right
in 08, or in 07, I paid taxes on that amount, whatever it was, the purchase price. In 08, somehow the computer, Mr. Trigon, you may remember this, but in 08, somehow the computer kicked it back up to 3.5 or 3.6 million, whatever. But of course, nothing like, I mean, the paperwork is not sent out, and so we sent out every 2 years, if there is a change. But it's just that it got sent out. The computer somehow changed it. And so for the next 3 years, I paid an inflated price. So, all the documentation, Donna's got it. I'm surprised that she hasn't got it. I think it's in a different folder, different meeting set or whatever.
We have that information, sir.
Donna says she's got the information.
Okay.
So the value right now is set at what, James? Once again, not the assessed value, the appraised value is set at what?
$2,706,051.
$2,706,000, is that?
And there's no way that that's just the real estate value plus the personal property, or is that?
That's just real estate.
Yeah, just real estate.
Yeah, there's no way in the world that anybody can sell a hotel. I mean, I'm sure you guys are well aware of how many hotels are going bankrupt.
Do you have any other information or proof that we could lower it? Because I understand what you're saying.
I mean, you could go around and take a look at all the properties around me. I don't know what they's in.
Do you have any current? Do you have a current appraisal or anything on that property?
I couldn't afford to buy a chicken feed to go out and try to get an appraisal right now. I used my $165,000 retirement to try to survive last year. That's
how
I paid my property taxes. And my
retirement's
gone.
Okay. I don't have any more questions.
I know the valuation is. I don't know what the valuation would be, but if anybody was to come over $2.7 million, they can sure as heck have it. And then be gone. Even the banks are telling me that the lower the price,
Mr. Smith, do you have anything else for us that we could utilize in making a determination, anything from the bank?
Not at this point. I mean, as far as the bank, when I talked to the bank, they said, why don't you lower the price? And I said, well, I've got an agreement with the SBA, and the SBA said that they recognize that the value is overpriced. I mean, the value of the motel is less than what's on, in other words, I'm upside down. And the balance on the note and the SBA portion is $2.3 million, and they're already recognizing that I'll never get that.
Well, Mr. Smith, we will discuss this. We will hopefully make a decision. We're going to try to stay up with this daily, not that we're going to get that done through the course of this month. But if, in fact, this board votes to leave this where it is at, then, and I'm talking into the wrong thing. He's on the telephone, isn't he?
You got that main one that you're
Oh, he can hear me there. Yep. Can you hear me all right, Mr. Smith?
Yes, I can.
And if, in fact, that's the case, then we will provide you or can provide you with an appeal for the State Tax Commission or the paperwork if you so request. And if I'm not mistaken, Donna, they travel here for any appeals, correct? So yeah. There would be a hearing set up where the State Tax Commission, in fact, could hear and take any evidence that you have to help them make a decision.
Mm-hmm. In this case, with the bank note and the SBA portion being at $2.3 million, and that itself, and the banks are, but I may be able to get something for the bank saying, yes, go ahead, lift the lower price of that.
Well, if this board does not vote to move forward with the reduction, then I think that that's exactly what you should do. And we will notify you ASAP.
Okay. Now, what about the prior tax years? Are you addressing that issue at this time, or is that a different date? The overpayment of taxes.
Well, we don't even have that scheduled down to discuss. Not that we can't add that and talk about it here in the next few minutes. Donna, you're nodding. What does that mean? I'm sorry. I should ask you first.
We can't discuss prior BOE years because those decisions would have to be made in that tax year.
Well, let me ask you a question. If a decision was made by BOE and a computer inadvertently kicked up the valuation, is there a remedy for that? I'm asking.
Well, the assessor would have to prove that there was an error made in his computer program.
But
okay. Go ahead.
He still would have received an increase notice and would have had the opportunity to come before Board of Equalization during the summer. And if he didn't, then he loses all rights to
for that particular year.
According to the State Tax Commission, once a person makes payment on their taxes due without protesting the taxes, it's considering you're accepting the taxes at that point.
I mean, and Danny, if I'm—I mean, you've been around like this, but I think we've had this before in years past. If a person does pay their taxes and it's not under protest, it's settled the situation.
Yep.
There is other legal remedies, but not through BOE.
That's what we've learned through the schooling that they present, and we've learned through our own educational process being set on the board. So.
Mr. Smith, if we can, when I discover what those other remedies are, we will try to apprise you of those as well. I will make note of that here, and here James is back, and we will discuss that as well.
All right.
But thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
James, his question was, what about prior years? And as stated by Jim and Donna, they don't address prior years once the taxes have been paid.
You can go back to a statute that says that you are responsible for your own,
right,
paying your own taxes. And I don't know how this slipped past such a businessman as Mr. Smith. Because Mr. Smith is usually right on top of everything.
I'm gonna move that we deny BOE number 20110600007.
Second.
And just for discussion, as denying, we're going to leave it the way it's set, which was after the informal hearing, so it's still reduced from the original amount.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny Carl and Rita Smith's request to lower the assessed value of the property from what the assessor had previously established in the informal hearing. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Next parcel of property is Westgate Industrial.
Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts, is that what you said?
Well, Donna.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I didn't been running behind all year, and I didn't get anything into you.
Okay.
So I brought seven copies, hopefully that'll be enough. And it's not very long.
Oop, here's one. I'll grab the next one.
James needs
one. Sir, you can step right to the podium if you like.
Yes, sir.
And do we have this already up? We do.
Bet you this is the 1 o'clock, I bet.
Can you hold for just a moment?
Sure.
Yes?
I have a call for you.
And who might that be?
Someone you had called. I don't know who it is.
We had asked someone to call back, but we have rescheduled them for 2:15 Central Standard Time today.
Okay, I'll let them know.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Well, that's fine.
Go right ahead, sir.
Like me to make my presentation?
You bet.
My name's Eric Roberts. I'm a commercial real estate appraiser in Springfield, Missouri, and also invest in land and industrial properties. And so I bought this tract last year for, it was two parcels actually, for a total of $80,300 allocated on a pro rata basis to each separate parcel. And I basically provided in writing what I'm going to summarize, what I'm going to give you right here, and then had two attachments. The first thing was, and if you look on the second page, you will see the drawing that I've made, is that if just look at my lots compared to those around you, you'll see that one, I've got a detention basin taking up, and that detention basin is not just for my tract, but it's for the whole subdivision, but it is on the property that I bought, along with the drainage that leads into that with a big open ditch drainage that actually goes underground onto the adjacent parcel. with some steep topography on the frontage between the drains there. And so the stormwater detention for the Branson Place subdivision takes up approximately 40% of this area down here. And then the west lots have this above ground drainage area in the green, along with the steep area portion between it and that street, which would make it difficult, or much more difficult, to develop in relation to the surrounding lots. And so I'm just saying, just look to, we're, I believe, all pretty much close to $50.25 a square foot, or $54,000 per acre for most, if not all, the subdivision. I think the apartments are maybe a little bit less, their land is, from the assessor's evaluation. I'm just saying that if theirs is worth $54,000 per acre, mine, you ought to at least take the detention basin and the hard drainage out on a percentage basis, so that I'd be equal to those around. Of course, I think that the whole subdivision at this current market would be overvalued, and that's my second portion, where I paid $80,300 for the two parcels, or $8,600 per acre last year. Then I attached a sale comparable at $18,633 per acre. That's the third page that you would have. And I consider that to be similar to, superior than my property. It has all utilities and a superior topography and usability, as it's not hindered by the drainage and detention of all the land surrounding it in the neighborhood. And typically, a lot of times, you know, detentions are maybe even put into outside of the lot area, as opposed to being actually on someone's land, and would actually maybe not have any assessment at all, or have no value to it. It's an amenity to the rest of the subdivision. In summary, I'd like you to consider reducing the appraised value from its current assessment of $54,450 per acre to somewhere between what I paid of $8,600 per acre up to the comparable of $18,600 per acre. Thank you.
All I would say to the value of this property, this property has sold many times. They've been in front of this BOE and on many different occasions. There was kind of a value set at $1.25 per acre, or per square foot. Even substantiated last year, the if you gentlemen remember, there was a set of storage buildings below, just out on the road, and we had a certified appraiser come back with a value to this board that it was worth $1.25. Then we went above the People's Bank property, and the Board of Equalization moved that property there to $1.25. And I mean, these are in the same neighborhood. Now, as far as the detention center, I would like to have seen a photo where we could have said how much area was actually, I mean, if it's just a drainage area that holds water, in this country, we usually dove the hills into the hollers with a little added cost. But I cannot even comprehend $8,000 an acre in this area where they've got curbed gutters and streets and got the new apartment complexes here above it. Those wasn't there when we were establishing values at $1.25. And there's even a set of storage units to the south. But it's your decision, but I see nothing reflecting $8,634 per acre with paved, guttered streets and the potential of being a commercial property.
We have kind of a flat that would, you know, show the detention and the drainage easements.
Yes. Can I see that? We'll probably pass it around here real fast.
But it's small, but right here is the
drainage easement. I see that.
And so that's where the detention falls. along with the drain easement coming up through here. But the point is there, I find it in here.
So make sure I understand, you own what's on this subdivision plot, plat is lot 34 and 35?
Yes, and then also the, is that not on the
system? Right here, right here. That's his property here. These are what you gave,
right? Right.
That's lots what?
I would have 31, 32, 33, 34, 28, 27, 26, and 35. About 9.3 acres, or
0.5. Who did you buy the lots from? A bank, a person?
I bought it from a bank. They've had it for 8 years and been trying to sell it.
How many years?
A long time. Way, probably 8 to 10 years, but they had a high price on it.
Okay.
That land in that area is sold originally for $350 to $450 a square foot when it was originally platted. And then we had a set of sales that come through that we lowered it to $125.
So, Donna, am I understanding that this is a three-acre tract that we're talking about? Are we talking about all the tracts?
Right in here.
There's this one,
029
00.
There's this next
one right across the street.
Okay, it's also okay.
Is this his old house here?
That's a barn there, and that's what I was wondering, if that's a detention area. How come?
Well,
do you know how much water?
Detention area is back down, correct, over here?
Yes, you can see where it's been recontoured right in here, but it sits in here.
Which is to the west of that, if you're looking at that. If that's a barn, that's not the house? There used to be a...
No, there's a house just below that, Ron.
Is there? Okay, I don't...
And I'm sorry, I handled two parcels at once.
I saw it. No, I got it. I'm caught up.
But you can see up on the screen the building, and I am not very, I don't go out there every day, but I would be safe in saying there's never been water in that detention area that could cause a flooding problem to that building or the surrounding land.
Well, the detention area I'm talking about is a non-buildable area.
Have you ever seen water in it, Rush? I just never have seen water there, and always felt like the word detention basin meant a water collection area.
It seemed like to me it would collect it, but if it doesn't, then I mean, I couldn't take it out or use that area if it's legally been made for the whole subdivision.
But they do have a city sewer to the apartments and everything around there. So what would be the harm in a detention area if there would be no sewer drainage to it?
Well, the detention flows through there. I mean, it's a legal subdivided.
I understand that. I understand that.
And you bought it last year?
Yes.
You need this, Danny?
Had you ever appraised that property in the past?
No, I hadn't.
Had you ever appraised any in that subdivision in the past?
I hadn't.
Okay.
How far away is this comparable piece of property that you have brought?
No, it's a mile or two. It's
that's the land
west, approximately.
Oh, okay.
That's Lakeshore Drive, come along the lake.
Okay, I see now. Seven Falls. Gotcha.
Lakeshore Drive. Did I hear you say Lakeshore Drive?
The comparable.
Well, that's way over a mile.
Yeah, it could.
Could be possibly 6 miles.
Hillcrest Drive. It's over near the Seven Falls Hill Development.
Yeah, I got you.
I'd like to ask Eric one last question on my part. I know he sounded very good on this side, but Mr. Trimble testified in front of this BOE last year that there was three or four sales up and down Fall Creek Road, and that's where they made an adjustment on some property. Are you not aware of these sales that occurred on Fall Creek Road within a half a mile of these subjects?
I'm not sure. Where are you talking about?
Okay.
Are you talking about up on the, like near, where they put the new crossover on Highway 76?
Oh, no. I'm talking about down where the storage units are just below this piece of property, the big storage units, and then the bank that sits on the corner, just about a half a mile below this property.
I'm not sure which one you're talking about, but I mean, I've seen a lot of sales during my career.
But you hadn't seen no sales in those areas or have no...
I'm not sure which one you're talking about. There's a bank?
Yeah, there's a bank there. Ozark Mountain Bank.
Is that anything recent?
Oh, it's been there. The sales, Kelly just used three sales out of the Fall Creek area to influence this board last year. And they came in at $1.
Can I see that for a second?
That was his opinion, it was worth a dollar and a quarter?
Yes.
Didn't we make an adjustment on Mr. Gruder's property, a dollar and a quarter down there?
Yes, you did, based on the same information that Kelly provided.
Jim, wasn't that on there above the bank?
Ozark Mountain Bank, just up above it.
Is last year or year before?
Last year.
Last year.
I remember is it Marucci property? I remember that conversation down on the bottom of the hill. I don't remember the one on top of the hill, but I remember talking about the storage units and all that.
Yeah. We even talked about a piece of ground that had some drainage below that storage unit building that somebody had down there.
The Marucci's owned it also.
Was it?
Is your map bigger than this? Does it have more lots, or is it the same thing, just bigger?
Oh, that one over there, I think that's the biggest one that I have. I'll go through here again. That's the sum that I did there.
That's me.
So that may be the city's
deposit.
Here is where I was.
Right, exactly. I'm just trying to see what these lots are here, because these lots are all over the subdivision also, aren't they?
Yeah, it should be. I don't know. I would make a recommendation to this board that we lower this property to 75 cents a square foot based on the economic conditions over the last 2 years. And that would substantially lower it.
Maybe based on the retention.
And the, retention
there.
Also.
We can't. I know that sounds horrible, but we've been advised by the tax commission not to.
I mean, I see the retention area in that, so do you want to do it on both parcels or just one parcel?
I want to do it on both.
Okay.
One question that I have, what are the lots next to or similar lots assessed for?
They're all in the same ballpark. The only one
around
that's
a dollar and a quarter?
Yeah. Gosh, God. That's what I was pulling up just now. All of these are real similar, with the exception of this one. But everybody else is. This one is closer to the 75 cents, like James is saying. This one's much higher, but it's probably because it's near Walmart. But these are all pretty close to what the dollar, dollar and a quarter. This one's at 75. Mm-hmm. I would say.
Well, what James is suggesting is because of this drainage area here, and retention here.
Right there.
Right here, this is underground
right
until you get to mine, and then it dumps back out to a...
So basically we're just saying we lowered based off of that usage.
Or lack of usage.
Lack of usage, yeah. And just so you know, and Ron will say the same thing, even if we... If you don't like our answer, even whatever our answer is, you can still appeal it. So even whatever.
The Missouri State Tax Commission. Do we have, by the way, do we have those forms here and information for people when decisions are made on spot that we can hand out?
When we send the decision letter to them, it has the website and information for them to contact the State Tax Commission.
Okay. Thank you. Well, the assessor has made a recommendation to take the two parcels that are presented today and lower it from the $1.25 to 75% per square foot based upon this drainage and the retention area. Now, that's not a motion. That's his recommendation. But if one of you would make a motion or not make a motion, it's up to you.
I'll move to accept the assessor's recommendations to lower the evaluations to based off a 75 cents per square foot valuation.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded to follow the assessor's recommendation lowering the square footage valuation to 75 cents from the dollar and a quarter. Discussion?
Just clarification for those taking notes here. An acre is 43,560 feet. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
43,560 feet. I see the eyes over here. So that's based off that valuation. Okay? What? Oh, BOE numbers. I'm sorry. And that motion is on BOE's numbers ending on 0008 and 0009, if you would add that to the motion.
I'll add that to my second.
I'll add that to my discussion of your motion and second. Is that what you're saying? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Sir?
Thank you for coming.
Just to make sure I know you do that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Just hold
the door. Thank you, Eric. Day one,
so you bet.
I've been all right.
All right.
I'm going to get out of here before you guys change your mind. Thanks a lot.
We've got two. I'm coming for 2 o'clock.
Is this another phone
call?
Pass it down.
Which one? He's got three different varieties, or two different varieties of property.
Do you gentlemen want to talk about these before we call, or do you want to just wait until I'm asking here?
For Mr. Penner, I got two for Mr. Penner, right?
Okay. Yeah. Landing project and then a Branson Hill.
Wow.
Please enter your account code.
I did.
The account code you have dialed is not valid. Please check it and try again. Or follow the instructions located on the back for assistance. The account code you have dialed is not valid. Please check it and try again. Or follow the instructions located.
Here comes the help.
Here comes the help. Here comes.
Do I have 990-6902?
She was convicted of lying.
She was convicted. Chair, question. Mr. Chair.
6027.
Please enter your account code.
Dunk.
Oh, that's dunk. Different than the one I use. Mr. Penner, this is Ron Houseman calling from the Taney County Board of Equalization. We had a scheduled call today at 2 o'clock for Board of Equalization. If, in fact, you would call us back, we will try you again in 5 minutes anyway, but our number is 417-546-7202 and ask for the BOE. Thank you.
During this time, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to present evidence that will be relevant to all the Branson Hills appeals, and we've got lots of them. I've handed you a sheet of paper that shows all the sales from 09 through 11, and we set those up and see those 50,000, 60,000, 70,000, up to 142,000. And we set an indicated mean of value on
the
lot.
Let me ask you a question, James. Is the property we're getting that I just called on, is that's not Branson Hills?
That's
right?
Branson Hills.
It is Branson Hills. Okay, go ahead, sir.
And it sets a median value on those lots in Branson Hills at $82,500. The assessor has since lowered all those values for the 2011 cycle to $78,000. So we're slightly below the median value of the 82.5. So when we, I want this to be presented in evidence of all the Branson Hills sales that's going to come before us.
Okay, would you repeat that? They've all been lowered to?
$78,000.
$78,000, and the median is?
82.5 on the sales occurring from 09 through 11. That we have received in our office. I'm sure there are foreclosure sales out there that's less.
Okay. Before I call this gentleman back.
He also has a property on Branson Landing, is that correct? If I'm saying that right, he has Landings and he also has Branson Hills. He has two parcels that he's...
That's what I show.
Okay.
And I think he's got his notes mixed up because he's put comps are same as Jason Oakster's on file with Christy Smith at County Clerk, but I believe he wants that note on the Branson Landing. Because I don't think Jason Oakster has anything to do with Branson Hills. And you're going to receive a lot of appeals with that same note. Refer, I don't know who Jason Oakster is, but...
He put together a bunch of comp sales for that area.
I know for a particular lot, and now everybody's going to refer to his with this. And they should be referring to Jason Oakster to provide them the same information for their lot instead of just saying, look at his information.
So on this Penner, I guess is his name, on the Branson Landing?
Yes.
If I'm reading this right, it's about 495, 500 square feet condo. Is that right?
That's correct.
And don't they just have one or two or three floor plans for that entire complex?
Yes, but they're selling in a rate of who's seeing the top of roofs versus who is seeing downtown versus who's seeing the lake and who's seeing the street below them.
Gotcha. All right.
We heard that in evidence last year. I do have many comparables here and sizes of those comparables. Now, which ones is he looking at? 22-14.
And just before you, I'm making sure, because we had so many things go through in 09, it was just interesting, but because it's the promenade, it is a commercial property because it's for rent. Is that right, James?
That's
all the promenades, I think, were established that's all commercial there.
Right.
Okay.
And I'd like for you to keep this evidence. Are you going to that promenade?
Oh, I just...
Here's the promenade sales that I have on record in the assessor's office. And they will list the square footages. We created a new database for condos to show the square footages, the building, the price they sold, and the date they sold. We've got over 1,000 condos in this state now. Break it down to more usable information. Ron, you're going to have the other call back just here. You asked him to call back at 2:15, which I figured they'll call.
Right. Do you think I should try this person again or just let that go for a while? The brains of this Penner.
I'd give him one more ring.
Yeah, but if we take it now, then the other person calls
let's,
right in.
Let's call the first person, get that over, because
yeah.
Get that first one over.
Who are you on?
The first one.
The first one, we're going back to...
Melissa Klopper.
Klopper?
Klopfer.
Sorry.
Okay. Please enter your account code.
Hello?
Yes, this is Ron Houseman calling from the Taney County Board of Equalization regarding a conference call we would have on a piece of property today.
Yes, sir. We apologize, but we had no idea he was going to call today and everything. We had, you know, sent the paperwork in and everything, and we've been on the road since last Thursday and everything. So, yeah, our big thing is that we're the condominium and everything that's there at Point Royal. Our concern is that it doesn't mean that we can't even sell it for what y'all are appraising it for.
Well, let me tell you first that who's present is the five-person Board of Equalization, the county clerk, and the county assessor. So we're here to hear you talk about the piece of property, and obviously you're stating that for what we have it valued at. What is it valued at, James?
The value we have on the property is $53,807.
Okay, can you hold on just a minute?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Okay, it's $53,807?
Yes.
$43,807.
No, let me read that again.
Hold on just a second.
It's $53,807.
Okay. He missed the. We got it. It's $53,807.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay. And. What are the other ones in that area going for? Because as you know, Melissa and I live in Virginia Beach, or in Chesapeake, Virginia, and everything. So it's kind of a long way off. We're kind of out of the loop on what stuff is selling for in that area, and all that. So have you got any comparisons to the same type of thing, or what they're selling for? And is the appraisal, did it go up because the tax base was changed, or because the what you figured the place is worth? Which one is it?
We're to value property at market value, and I actually have provided.
You have that little tilt? Yeah, there you go. I'm sorry.
I've actually provided the Board of Equalization a list of sales in the Point Royal complexes, and I have 40 on record in the assessor's office. And if they'll look down to number 22 on the list I provided you, you'll see unit 4, parcel 33. It sold for $71,000 in February of 2010. Then if you drop...
That was a one-bedroom, one-bath.
Okay, and then parcel number 18 is unit 4, parcel 57, sold for $87,200 in 2009. Then if we flip the page, number 40... is ridiculous for some reason, and I don't know why. Unit 4, parcel 16, sold for $47,000, and we feel like that's probably a bank sale.
That's probably a more realistic figure, that $47,000.
Did you hear my other two figures, sir?
I'm sorry, sir. Say that again.
Did you hear the other two figures?
I did hear that. One of them was higher, and the last one you gave me, the last parcel, was $47,000-something and everything. And we're kind of at a disadvantage here because we're on the road trying to get back home and everything. We have none of that paperwork in front of us.
That's all the evidence I have to present the board.
Okay. So you pretty much think that there's no way we can re-look at that, and maybe, and like I said, the other two parcels, especially the one that was like, I think you quoted as $84,000, that was also a one-bedroom, one bath.
And what is yours?
It's one bedroom, one bath.
Okay.
And you don't have any recent appraisals or anything like that on your property?
Not that I know of. It belongs to my wife, Melissa, and everything. And we just got married last July 24th and everything. And I'm just starting to come in. We've got the paperwork from you guys to send it back. And even though it's like... I know it was late and everything, but by the time I got it downloaded, got it filled out, sent back to you and everything, that's where, you know, the concern is and everything. So we've been thinking about that. And, you know, we're trying to get a handle on everything here. But let me see if I can find her right fast.
I'm going to ask the assessor something while you're looking for your paperwork, sir. Did this go up, James?
I don't have my paperwork. We're on the road going back to Chesapeake, Virginia, and all the paperwork is at home. We had no idea, but... The paperwork said that you would call and set up an appointment on when there's going to be a conference call. We hadn't seen that, so this is why this is a surprise to us that we got the phone call today at 1 o'clock.
In 2009, it was $15,325.
So it went from 15,325 to 15,920. What this jumped in assessed valuation, sir, was $595.
That's all it was. It jumped up to $595.
Yeah, in assessed valuation. So that's actually, was this a 19% or was it a?
It's about $25 taxes.
Yeah. It means a difference in about $25 in taxes, the assessor has said.
Okay, can you hold on just a minute?
Surely.
And that's got a res commercial score.
Okay, if it's just $25 and everything, and the assessment you said is $53,000, and the quotes you gave before, let's just go ahead and leave it at that and everything, okay?
That's what we'll do, although if you want, and we do not change it, you have the right to appeal to the Missouri State Tax Commission, but it truly is, as I'm looking at what he has on the board now, an increase in taxes somewhere between $20 and $25.
Okay, then that's fine. Let's just go ahead and go with that. And like I said, we apologize. We had no idea you were going to call. Man, we're on the way back from Atlanta, visiting relatives and everything. But if it's just $25 a year, let's just go ahead and leave it at that then, okay?
We will do that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir, for calling us.
Motion to deny BOE number ending in 0462.
I will second that.
Motion has been made to deny the appeal of the property whose number is ending in 0462. That's the appeals number?
That's the BOE number, yes, sir.
BOE number.
It's right there. That's why I use it.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Just so clarification, on the bottom of one of our forms, guys, you'll see where Christy called them on the 15th, the 16th, and the 13th, and that we actually got a confirmation of the call on the 16th. So I know what he's saying, but we did.
It must have been his wife, and she's
Hello.
In the back seat.
Second call.
All in favor of the motion,
okay,
say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Okay, I'm going to go back to this gentleman and see if I can reach him again.
I was going to say, Ron, Mr. Pinner just called in, and he's wanting you to call back. And just to let everybody know, there is not one appointment set here that we didn't phone call them first and then followed up with sending them a letter. Do you need the number, Ron?
I've got
Pinner.
It right here.
Okay.
Are we ready to call him?
Yes, sir, I'm ready. I think Danny's ready.
I'm really ready.
You
want
to wait on Jim, James to get back?
I'm ready.
Please enter your account code.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Pinner?
This
is Ron Houseman calling from the Taney County Board of Equalization, and we have all five members of the Board of Equalization here. The county clerk and the assessor will be back in just a moment, but we're here because you have appealed the valuation that's been established on two parcels of property. One, if I'm not mistaken, is at Branson Landing, and the other is in Branson Hills.
That is correct.
We have copies of your application to us to appeal the property assessment, and we have our property cards with us. Would you like to address these, please?
Yes, I would. Going through the reviewing copies they're looking for over there, it has come down as different information on the comps for both areas.
Well, I will wait till the assessor gets back. This morning he has given us a list of properties in the Branson Hill and the median of properties that have sold there and there are a number of them, falls at 82.5, and he's lowered all the valuations. I think he has mentioned, did he not a while ago, gentlemen, to 78,000?
Correct. For the land, for the Branson Hills property.
From the one that I've recently received, I was to see Jason Orbiter, who has pretty much the same situation that I am up there. He had pulled these from the area himself. So I'm not sure when these new lots have gone for sale recently.
Again,
reflecting those changes.
Again, I'll wait for him to... Oh, here he is. James, we're talking about the land value analysis that we have here from sales. Now, the sales are from 2009 through 2011.
Yes, sir.
And how you had established what the median was of 82.5, how you have lowered that to 78. What is his, on this parcel of property, what is the valuation placed at?
With BOE number ending in 452, it's 50,610.
Okay, no.
Where do you see that?
The other 78,000 is what the property value has been set at.
The other one is. Okay, I'm not sure what you're looking at. I'm looking at assessed valuation.
Yeah, going by what phases, and also 2 lots down from me, there was a lot that was completely cleared of all vegetation and trees, which is an eyesore. Too, when I bought that parcel there. I was up in the woods and everything like that at night, and all of a sudden this property in the last year or so, 2 years, has been completely wiped out of any type of trees, and so it looks horrible coming up into our street there now. And that's a depreciation on the value as well. I'm not sure if that's being taken into consideration.
Have you had any recent appraisals done on your property?
Not recently, no, I haven't.
Okay.
But I know from what I've heard that some of the properties around there, you know, a lot right next to the one that's been cleared, I mean, when she bought it, they gave her a big discount on the lot because of the fact that the trees were removed from the lot next to her.
Who gave them that discount, do you know?
She had said that whoever she had purchased it from.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, I'm not sure why they even authorized for that. I mean, we were told that if we were to remove any tree, that there's, like, you know, like a steep tree that was removed, et cetera, and that property is completely with the vegetation. There's no trees on it whatsoever. It took them all the way down the dirt, which was up for erosion. I mean, there's no trees. I mean, when you drive up the street there, I can look across the way and see the freeway in the distance. I was told that KCW had gone in there and removed those trees from that person's property without that person's consent, and they're going to lawsuit with them for that.
Gentlemen, questions?
I'm looking at James's indication, his land value analysis he gave us for...
Yes.
This. James, on that first one, it says it sold for $50,000. Do you know if that was a bank sale or anything like that?
I think that was an individual, and there is sales in Branson Hills that I've heard of where people were ready to get out of there because of the assessment that Branson Hills applies through the CID. So I don't know whether that's someone, a quick sale to get out or what it might be. But there is that type thing occurring.
Well, okay, I'm saying this first one is not even in the community. It's the, that first one's the condos, those little, according to the map, if I'm, when I drive by here, Rexplex is over here on the left.
Mm-hmm.
This is not in the...
Not in the hills.
It's not in the gated area at all.
Okay. That's a possibility.
The comparable one.
If you look over on the far right-hand side, we put it what we call a neighborhood code, and that's all like properties.
Okay.
And that's a possibility, that, yes, that it could be But it's in that general vicinity of...
Sure, it is.
Of Land State.
I don't have any questions about this one. Any more?
Gentlemen, any questions regarding this piece of property? Mr. Pinner, can we have you talk to us about the piece of property that's at Branson Landing?
Okay, let me pull that one up here. Okay, one in Branson Landing here, again, Jason, an investor had sent some comps out from that. And as you can see, I sent it over there to you guys, and it showed the median price there was $104,000 averaging out there. I have a studio unit.
What kind of view does your studio unit have?
It looks down into the storage down below. Can't really see the water or anything like that.
What do we have on the market for right now?
158, don't we?
We're at 158 right now, is that where we're at?
158, 157.
And you paid 139, is that correct?
That's correct.
I have no objection to lowering this condo to the 129 that we did lots of those in 10 and part of them in 9. I don't have no objections to that.
The question I have is, he said it looks down.
Lowering it to 129, the average price there, medium was 104, though.
Well, let me look here on mine. I think I've furnished some promenades here. I know the ones you sent me did median after that, but I don't think it had all the sales that I actually had. I've got a 474-foot unit sold on March 7th of 2011. For 125, I've got a 544-foot unit that sold for 169 on April 1st of 2011. I do have a 344-foot unit. I don't know why it sold for what it sold. It sold for 80,000. So we do have those extremes of up and down in those promenades of whatever you're going to be doing with them. But I don't, it's up to this board to do what.
I understand the extremes, but I mean, still what they're selling for is really, if you got a bunch of them that are selling low, then it's going to drag the other ones down as well.
It sure would. But I just quoted you two numbers that was pretty relevant to your condo. We've got yours on for 495 feet, square feet, and it falls right in between the one that sold for 125 and 169, if you were to break it down to square footages. And those
all
are
we have there now is that we can't even sell those with the ordeal that is going off the contract with ACW.
It's
nowhere in it's a big mess there.
Did we set an average, Jim, on those in 2009?
I think James was saying we set an average at 129 or something.
Well, they were selling at that 129, and we
right.
set that average at 129, and we set many of them at that.
Well, I was thinking we had actually three averages. One was the promenade, the other one was the lake view. And the other one was the one where they looked down on that boat dock back there. Couldn't see the tin roof. And we lower. I think we had three averages we used with the promenade, and that's whenever he's talking about looking down on the street there.
Right.
That was 129. We took an average of all those sales and set all those, I believe. Know if there's any more coming in that's on this particular area?
Yes, there's several promenades coming in.
Same argument, do you know?
I think they use the same, but you guys all are using the same relevant information, aren't you?
That's pretty much what I know.
I think
most
so.
Most of my U.S. is out of state.
James, what was your recommendation?
129.
And we're currently at 158, 157?
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, what are your druthers?
I don't have any more questions. I want to think about it for a second, but I don't have any more questions for him.
Mr. Pinner, we will discuss both of these appeals and make decisions and forward those off to you as soon as the decisions are made, and that should be relatively shortly. We're going to try to do these on a daily basis.
Okay.
And right now, I see no reason for us not to go with the assessor's recommendation, but we may look at all the properties and do something different.
Okay.
But we will inform you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Have a good day. Bye.
The only thing, gentlemen, I would have to say is this document that was presented, he's not a certified appraiser. Is that correct? He's just doing a market analysis?
This is a Mr. Oster, I think, that's doing this. Jason Oster.
Well, you know, and I wonder, because it says prepared especially for him, and then it's prepared by
a real estate agent.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Someone with Carol Jones, Elaine Hazelwood.
Am I wrong in stating that there's many cases refers to this same?
There are. There's a bunch.
Refers to this same.
When you said that earlier, I'm thinking I got to find out what this is about. So.
Yeah.
The argument is that all of the units are similar. Like he was saying, there's only three floor plans. So they didn't see any reason to get comps for each individual unit when they can, Mr. Ovester volunteered to show.
Now, I will show you something on his comps, and it's real obvious. You see a 772-foot unit there, which is larger than any other unit, sold for $99.9. Then you see, you go up to the top, you see a 475-foot unit that sold for $149.9. Or, well, that was the list price, I'm sorry. Sold for $125. So, I mean, those condos down there cannot just be set and say, this is what they're going to bring. Guys, it's a tough deal. Now, you take the ones I've got, and did I provide you a comp of the promenade yet?
Yes.
Okay. If you look at them, I mean, and check your square footages, they're a little more stable than this set that he's got up here.
I think we might have to set it, like do it just exactly like we did before. I think we might have to set an average on those and use maybe two or three different settings, ones that are Lakeview and the others that are down the promenade.
Is that what you've already done, James?
We did that 2 years ago.
You guys, it's a BOE?
BOE did
that. It's a BOE decision. That's why I didn't change these promenades and brought them on to the BOE, because I did lower them all. Every one of them went down, and they still came to the BOE. But that's my recommendation. You guys do whatever you want to on them. It's your decision.
So this analysis, and I apologize, are we free right now until, what time is our next call?
45 minutes ago. No.
Yeah, you had that.
2:45, so you got four more minutes. This study doesn't say where they're facing, is that correct?
Right, and it don't tell why. Why would your double square footage bring
less,
the least amount up there? So there's a lot more to it than just seeing a sales price.
What did you say, 400 and something he had? Huh? What did you say square footage was?
497 or 495.
Okay.
I understand what they're doing with this piece of paper. Maybe you can help me, but it doesn't have the price of what they sold for.
Yes, it did.
But she just fills it out herself, right?
Right. Closing price, it says.
Okay. Hmm.
So you can see their listing price and their selling price is different, but when you check the square footages is where I always go whenever I get to in comparables. And you got a 475 that sold for the 149.9. You got another 475 that sold for 130. But you get into the odd numbers and your values are all over the board.
And we don't know, he's a street facing, but we don't know what the 149, where that face is doing.
No.
Well, no. Well, let's show me the 149. James, because
that's the list price.
Right? That's right. The list price.
It sold for $125.
Sold
right?
For $125.
Yeah. So look, that
and you got one down at the bottom for $104.
For $25 and then $115. That's the same place.
Yeah, same building.
And the same address?
No, one above, third floor versus second floor. 2307, 2207.
Oh, I thought it's both of them were 23.
When I look at the closing prices of the comparables, but this is the ones they put together, right?
Right.
So and you have closing prices, or you have prices that sold that are higher than that, obviously.
Well, what amazes me about that, too, Ron, is why isn't some of my prices showing up there that I got back? That's what points to your, maybe, and I shouldn't say it this way, but hand-picking. Because there, some of them prices that I've given, Jim's been analyzing over there, mine, should be on that list.
Should be.
Because they were all sold by realtors.
I mean, I think what you're going to have to do is that, I mean, I understand what they're saying, but if we add James's in there, they provided six, James provided six, James's average is 136, 516, theirs is 104, or 105. I mean, you can easily go to 120, and that's splitting the difference, or 129, like you said. So
that's fine with me. You guys make.
I mean, but that's, I mean, you provided six numbers. His average came out to 136, 516. They provided six, their best six, and it came out to 105.
And if you put them all together, that's the number I'd be looking for anyhow.
So if you put them all together, that's 120-ish.
What I said earlier, let's set a price on letting them appeal what we're going to have on all the appeals there.
Well, you can't do it because all the sizes change on you tremendously.
Yeah. The average would be right at 121 if you average all 12 of those numbers together.
I would recommend a 121 value.
Now, let me ask you a question. 121, and that's for one of these that faces down into the stores. Mm-hmm. So if it's on the other side and it looks at the water, is that different?
We have argument that facing the tracks is the bad one.
Right.
We've had that argument all along. And we had one guy come in and said, all I look at is an air conditioner on top of waxy O'Shea's. So, I mean, there's many things, Ron, that affects that price down there, seemingly.
But, I mean, if we set a price that's the same for all of them, then we're going to have...
You're still going to get appeals.
They're going to
complain. Sure, you're still going to get appeals, but you want to remember what these condos are bought and sold for. They're bought and sold for a motel room. When they rent that room to Ron Houseman, they don't say, Ron Houseman, you're going to be looking at an air conditioner sitting on the top of waxy O'Shea's. They get the same price for that room versus...
I got you.
Right.
Makes
they don't. They don't get what rates, do they?
No. What do you suggest, James?
The 120.
Well, I mean, I'm just throwing the numbers. If you take their average and then what James provided.
124.
124?
I like it.
So that's going to take it from 50,610 down to 39,680?
That's fine for me.
Now, what are you saying now? Hold on here.
Which BOE number is this we're talking about?
Ending in 452, is that right, James?
That's what I show, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I took the 124,000 times 0.32. Is that right? That comes to 39,680.
But we don't do that. We do appraised values. You do the assessed values, right?
Right.
I wanted it assessed values. That's the only way I can adjust it.
She knows how to do that, though.
But she I'll does.
Do it. If you're going
she
to do it for me, I'll do it.
She's got lots of practice.
So I'll move that we reduce BOE number 0452 to 124,000 appraised value.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion has been made and seconded to reduce the appraised value to $124,000. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Can we move back up to the Branson Hills parcel of property, which is 0452?
That's the one we just did, 0452.
0452 was actually the property for
Branson
Landings.
Sorry about that. I grabbed
the
one below.
That's the one we
lower.
Just made the motion on, right?
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to 0063, right?
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to make a motion to leave it at the median base that was.
So deny then? Motion to deny?
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
I would want clarification. That isn't the median that I set the value at. If I set the value at 78,000, which is 5,000 less than the median, right, Jim Struggles?
That's correct.
And I would like that to be clarified. Otherwise, I'll have to send out a bunch of increased notices.
So the motion is to accept the valuation as placed on by the assessor. Would that be correct? Of 78,000.
Or just deny his request. Deny. Motion to is deny.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny the request to lower this valuation farther from the value that the assessor has placed on it. We're looking at 60063.
Just one discussion here. Is it possible to find out before we vote how many of these Branson Hills things we're going to see?
You're going to see several, and I will tell you, you have appraisals of less value.
Okay.
But that's on a particular lot in a particular area. This is not a general appraisal of the lots. In fact, the appraisals that I know that's going to be here are three different values.
Okay.
So there is a difference in values throughout Branson Hills.
And I guess, I mean, I can understand Golf View, Golf Front, whatever.
But my recommendation to this board, Jim, is you can send it to the state and he can get a certified appraisal and beat me if he can with it. Because all the information I'll be providing is what I have provided you. And if he wants to go get a certified appraiser to change that, that would be his option. He didn't provide that to this board of equalization.
Right. I just want to know if we see an appraisal that we may want to use that for this. I don't know what's coming up. That's my concern.
Coming up.
You are past your 2:45 appointment with Target, just to let you know, but they are supposed to appear in person, according to my notes, and we haven't heard from them.
Well, that ain't Target sitting back there in
the
audience.
Oh, I'm sorry. We are supposed to call them.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny the appeal of property number 60063. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay.
Aye.
Motion carries.
We're 5 minutes late on Target. We're supposed to call them, Ron. Do you want to?
I will call them.
Thank you. Okay.
Maybe.
you'd like to make a call, please...
What do you think I just did? All the numbers they've given me, which are on this little card, are busy.
Go through. Did Target appeal 2 years ago?
Home Depot did.
Well, I was thinking it was one of those right there. Used a argument of unfinished wall or something.
No, they had their own construction company that constructed their building and had their prefab out of the factory building. Up their cell.
Thank you. I'll bring that. Thank you. I didn't know that I was shut up. Is it possible you could provide me any appraisals or anything else?
Please enter your account.
You guys have been submitted. Could you do that? Just let me know whatever you find. Oh, yeah.
Catherine, this is Ron Hausman, and I'm with the Board of Equalization from Taney County, Missouri.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I must have given you guys my cell phone number, not my office phone. If this is all right for you, I'm fine, but I just wanted to make sure you can hear me okay.
Actually, we can hear you great. We have you on a speakerphone. There are five members here of the Board of Equalization, as well as the assessor and the county clerk. And I did try the store number or the other number that you had given me several times, but it's busy.
Weird.
So I called your cell phone.
Oh, you guys are very resourceful. I appreciate that. Yeah, I think I've been having some phone and internet troubles today because my internet's been very slow too. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
We have your parcel in front of us, or your appeal, I should say, regarding... I would assume this is the Target in Branson, right, gentlemen?
It is, yep. The one located at 1200 Branson Hill.
Okay. And we would like, if you are ready, for you to address this particular appeal.
Sure. So you have before you a couple of, my workup analysis. The assessor and I actually did have a conversation last week, and I think we were both agreeable to it, to about $6.8 million on that. But I did want to go through what the documentation that I provided. Essentially, we're a Target store, 123,000 square feet on approximately 13 acres, and we were built in 2005. I did a cost approach for the board, just using Marshall valuation assumptions, and the discount store Class C average built in 2005, our actual age being 6 years old, depreciated on a 35-year life. And that's the first page of the documentation, which indicates an improved value after depreciation and then some additional functional obsolescence calculation of about $4,740,267 on the building. And then we just used the land value that the assessor had put forth. But I think in our conversation last week, we had talked about potentially adjusting the value of the land because he's aware, and we're both aware that we didn't pay that for the land was what it's assessed at. So I think we were okay on maybe making an adjustment to the land and keeping the building where it was. But I wanted to, for the board, just highlight, kind of my two approaches to value here on a cost approach. And then the second page of the documentation provided is a snapshot of an income approach. The store is owner-occupied, so we don't have rental data on this. But I did check and that comp database to see what's available in Branson and the surrounding area for retail. And there actually wasn't a whole lot with respect two buildings that were over about 50,000 square feet. So I utilized a rental of assumption about $5 a foot with 10% vacancy and collection, 5% operating expenses, and a 20-cent a foot reserve, which are fairly standard assumptions that we see in an income approach. With 9% capitalization rate, which indicated a value of about $45 a foot. So as you can see, my workup kind of indicated a value between $45 and $55 a foot. And I think, in my conversations with the assessor, we were happy at $6.8 million if that adjustment can be made. So
that's
the high end of the valuation markup.
Any
questions?
Mr. Assessor?
My recommendation, as you can see, she's worked up this fair market value of 6.1, an income approach based, and if they push that through on a certified appraisal, come in at 5.6. I think it'd be well advised that the county put this value of this property at 6.8 million. Under the cost approach derived by the plan.
Now, is it not set up right now at 6 point?
No, I've already...
Is it 6.6 is what we're showing on the...
I've made a change, but I haven't made an official change. It actually is at $7,390,357.
Okay.
For 2000.
So is that... Can I set it at that, which is 6.655019?
Yes.
That's the number?
We're supposed to come in at 6.8. And he just quickly throwed those numbers up there to see where it was going to. I don't know why that's up there today.
So your suggestion is to go from 7.390357 to 6.8.
6.8 million. And we'll come out right on the money at 6.8 because we'll make that adjustment in the land.
Catherine, can you hear the assessor?
Yes, and we're agreeable to that. We had kind of talked about that number last week, and I had mentioned that we would be fine with the 6.8, and we appreciate the adjustment.
All right, then I'll give you the BOE number here.
0193.
I'll move that we lower the BOE appeal number ending in 0193 to be a total appraised value at 6.8 million.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to lower the appraised value on BOP appeals number, last four numbers 0193, to 6.8 million. Discussion?
Danny seconded it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Catherine, was that it?
Yeah, thank you guys so much. I hope to get down to Branson sometime.
We hope to see you down here.
Yeah, all right.
Are you I'm looking at your card. You're in Minneapolis?
I am, yep.
Is that a county city form of government there? That's combined?
You mean the Twin Cities? Like,
yes. Is the county city government? Oh, okay, I was just curious.
It's Minneapolis, and then it's Hennepin County.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that's $6,800,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to 17.
Randy Johnson's there.
And you're going to make the adjustment and land in what James is saying.
I'll make the adjustment in the land so it'll come out even 6 months.
But it's all commercial.
Yes.
So it'll be 2176,000. Okay.
Next is Combs Hospitality Incorporated.
They're appearing in person.
Yeah, he's here.
There you go. Thank you.
Would you like to step right up to the podium? And if you would like to discuss this issue, feel free to do so. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing fine. I'm Kendall Combs, and we own the property. It's actually Barrington Hotel, that's what it is. We bought it, I believe it was in 2009. The value is changing. I think I've calculated about a 58% value change on from last year on that. You know, so what I've seen, I don't know if you've got a copy of it, is the closing statement where we bought that. And then I also sent a closing statement of the Branson Towers that closed in the fall of 2010. And it's the Branson Barrington Hotel is 145 rooms, and the Branson Towers is 208. Anyway, I think it shows a pretty good value, both of them so far close to the same room cost, and they're really in the same neighborhood there. You know, so
you got Hollister on that one, and you got Branson on the other one.
Hollister is actually just the corporate address. That's my actually my home address is what that is. And some mail goes there and stuff. So, but
okay.
But it's, the property location is actually in Branson.
So you purchased this at for $2 million. I don't have that sheet here, so I'm looking up here.
Okay.
You purchased it for $2.4 million.
And now that was the Branson Towers.
Sure, that'd be fine.
I should have been making that for everybody.
That's right. Yeah, we'll share it. Then we'll share it.
2 points.
Branson Towers is one that sold last year for $2.4 million. And the one we bought was, we paid $1,886,225 for.
Branson Towers, was that a bank type sale or?
They was both
distressed
bank sales, but they both nationally advertised for quite some time trying to get rid of them. In fact, the one that we ended up buying, the Barrington, they contacted me trying to get me to buy it, and I thought I had enough stuff. I actually gave them some hotel brokers. They just couldn't get it sold, so it was it wasn't like it was. It was a distressed sale, but it wasn't something that they just dumped real quick. They was trying to. And they actually had some letter of intents on it, but whenever people come in and see the dead time in Branson in January, when they looked at the numbers, they be moving forward with it. You know, so.
So the 2.4 has how many rooms, you're saying?
208.
208 rooms.
And the Barrington Hotel, which is one that we're talking about, has 145 rooms. And there's actually some other differences as far as the land that we've got at the Barrington would not work today as it did back. It was actually built in the county. Mm-hmm. And there's not enough parking spaces there. There's not enough land to get it there that if you had to build a day, you'd have to have more land. I think the towers actually sits on about 6 acres, approximately, I believe it is. And they actually have a full kitchen and stuff that we don't have. But, you know, so it's comparatively, even besides the room count, it's got some other things that we don't have, and more meeting space and stuff like that. So.
I'll break in here now. I don't want to interrupt Ken.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Mr. Combs got wrapped up in a state draw and appraised by the state of Missouri in his motel values. I had Mr. Combs' value at $778,260 assessed, and the state appraised it at $1,198,720. We had several properties in Taney County appraised by the state higher, in which they withheld the funding from Taney County over. I believe the value that the assessor had prior to the appraisal of the estate is absolutely correct. I believe the state failed and was in default for appraising the property at any such ridiculous value. The information is out there. They had no reason to appraise it at this value. I put the properties on at the state. They appraised 35 properties. I put them on at the value the state recommended by their appraiser. They since have changed a bunch of their values, but are not enough to bring Taney County into compliance. Mr. Combs has agreed to come over here because of this ridiculousness and present this case. But I went in with the intention of making the state stand up and face a property owner, and this appraiser from the state to stand up and face a property owner with the value that they put on his property. I'm totally in disagreement of their property. I would like to see that carried out, but I know it is an aggravation to the taxpayer to have to do such a thing. But this has happened to Taney County on many instances. And I have it record. Mr. Gale Myers involved. We have settled his. There's others that's involved. I think there's five motels involved. All three of Taney County shopping centers are involved. Small businesses, Ma and Paul businesses raised out. But that's why Mr. Combs is here today. I appreciate him here. It's up to this board to do. I'm just straightforward with what's happening, and I hope Kendall realizes it. I tried to explain to him on the phone what was going on. But their appraiser came down here and threw those values on properties that absolutely had no justification for them.
Well, James, I hear what you're saying about the value of the property, but I'm confused about what you want us to do. It almost sounds like you want us to deny it so that it'll go to the state tax commission.
That's what my intention was when this started, but I hate to put the taxpayer through the aggravation.
Well, yeah.
But who am I to say that the state value was wrong? I can't fight that value because they withheld Taney County funding of the assessment process because of this. I've got letters in my office confirming that.
What did you have to send to that before they got involved?
$778,260 divided by 32%.
$778,260, and they established it at 2.4?
They established it at 3.4, I think, something like that.
3.4?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing that figure anywhere.
$1,198,720 divided by 0.32.
That's 3.7.
That's what the state valued this motel that sold for 2.4, but in the year in question, they come back with that number on this motel.
Well,
I thought you paid 1.8.
Yeah, at $1,886,000.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
$1,886,225 is what we paid.
So the state says it's worth twice what he paid for it.
Yes, sir. In the same year.
James, this is one of the 30 pieces of property or however, whatever that amount was that they came back and said, this is what we're utilizing, this is what we think you need to raise on commercial properties, X amount. You raised all those 30 parcels, correct?
Yes, I did. Every one of
them. Based
upon their studies.
That didn't help their attitude, though, did it?
Not very favorable at the state right now at this point. They are the superintending authority of the assessment process in the state of Missouri and have been declared that by the courts of the state of Missouri.
James, I appreciate us wanting to put this back in their face, but I sure hate to put him through this.
I do too.
Without correcting it here today.
I do too.
Do you have a recommendation for us?
I recommend we put it on that. Actually, I'm a little high. I didn't know the sales price at the time. But I recommend that we put it on at the sales price to the property.
James, what are they going to do? I mean, this puts us... I mean, unless they pull this back out and do another sample study with this property, they won't get involved.
They got involved. They've got our money.
Well, I know they got our money. I'm aware of that.
And because of this property.
Well, in part.
But wouldn't it, I mean, I understand what you're saying. Wouldn't it help, though, to be able to prove to them in a more formal process that they're...
That's what I was wanting.
That's what you're wanting.
That's what I wanted.
I mean, unfortunately, drag you through this. When would the appeal be?
Probably in 3 months. It would be right here. It would be right here in this courthouse.
Well, let me express this a little differently. If the tax commission puts your feet to the fire on what they've required based upon those 30 parcels of property, there's going to be a lot more parcels of property that they're going to say raise. Mm-hmm. And we know that they're not right, especially on this particular parcel. And I appreciate wanting to call their bluff and point out their mistake, but I don't want to do that at the expense of Mr. Combs.
Devil, we want, and I respect Mr. Combs very much. I've dealt with him many times in the past. We've never had a problem. But do we want the remainder 45,000 people to have to receive the blunt of the storm of the state tax commission?
What's going to change their position, James?
A new ratio, saying that we're correct.
So, all things considered, though, if we're looking at, like we do have all the other properties, we have a purchase price of what it should be. And based off of what we've done so far, we've used some of that information.
Right. The only thing, and now I'm not perfectly in agreement with the purchase price.
Okay.
And this is why. Mr. Combs runs a top-notch establishment, and I know it's not in the condition it was the day he bought it.
And I think we did enclose the pool. It had an outdoor pool, and we've enclosed that, and stuff, so it's...
Did you re-carpet it or anything like that?
Most of it's got new carpet, yeah.
Yeah.
So are you closer to 2.2, 2.4?
Yeah, I've got on there that we've spent approximately $450,000. I can actually go back and document it. That's real close to what we spent on it there. You know?
So that's 2.3 then, right?
Yeah, it'd be real close to what
my $778,000 is not about very far.
I was going to say, what does that number come out to
be? That's what you're talking about is that?
Assessed value.
Right. $778,260. That's my recommendation.
What would that?
What is that?
What would that be in appraised value, James? The 778,260. Is that what you were going to ask him?
And that's what I was trying to ask.
I didn't bring my calculator.
What is it, Donna? You got your calculations over there. You got a formula over there.
If you divide that by 32 and take it times 100, we're there, right?
778.
Just divide it by 32.
And what was the amount?
778,260.
260 divided by
2.432.
Divide it by 32.
Okay.
And then take it times 100.
Yeah. 2432. 2432,0625. And if it was somewhere in that neighborhood, I wouldn't be here today. You know, it's the 3.7 is kind of what.
I understand totally.
Do I have a motion? I have a recommendation from the assessor. Even though you don't want to do it that way, right?
As they say, I want my story told.
Do we have a problem, Melissa?
She's here for me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll make the motion to put it at the 2.
Read that value off again for me, Jim.
2432.
2432.
Zero, 0625.
That's not right. That's too many numbers.
Yeah. Well, I have $2,432,062.
Okay. Well, the 50 cents is what she's got.
Right.
Yeah. Is there a second to that motion?
See how that zero is?
I would second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to move the appraised value down to $2,432,062. Is there any discussion?
Should you put the numbers in it, BOE numbers?
And that BOE number would be last four numbers 0027. You got that, Chrissy? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I can understand James's desire to put this back in the tax commission's face, but we just have to do it a different way. Donna, did you capture that? You did, Chrissy, right?
Chrissy's got it.
We're close. Is the next name pronounced Roth, Ralph?
Joseph is right here, Joe.
Sir. If I look up, huh? Would you like to come up to the podium?
I want this wrong.
There, Ron.
Thank you, sir.
Did you bring any donuts with you?
No.
Darn it.
No donuts, did
you? Had to try.
Please don't make the girls laugh. We're trying to keep them serious today. I'm just kidding. It breaks good every once in a while. And, sir, if you would like to talk about this piece of property.
Yeah. It's an apartment in the Palace View, 111 Oxford Court, apartment number 10 in Branson. I purchased this property in 2005. And the taxes then, when I purchased it, at about $700 approximately per year. Last year I paid $1,000 for this apartment, $1,000 and one. And now they raised the price, the amount of the taxes, $1,099. As we all know, the properties, everybody knows what happened in the real estate market the last 3 years. And I have here, I bought some data and information about the Palace View. I have to end it with some.
Could we look at that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And as you're dropping this off, what are you hoping to set the value at? I don't see where that's on the piece of paper. What are you requesting? The value of your property is set at $123,471. What are you asking for us to set it to?
The value of the property?
Yes. What are you asking us to set it to?
Now 110, nobody can set.
Okay.
That's what's going on there.
All right. On Palace View, are they all the same size units? Are they different sizes, James? Or
No, different sizes.
Different sizes?
Yeah, they're different.
Sizes and different layouts. Yeah. Okay. Every apartment is different.
All right.
If you look at the information I provided you just now, you'll see that the condo in question is quite a bit larger than the sales I provided you. And if you were to hit averages, medians, anything, it would show that my value is correct.
Okay. How big a unit do you have then, sir?
Three bedrooms.
Three bedroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know the exact square feet, but
I understand it's a three bedroom unit, okay. Yeah.
I'm trying to picture where you're at there. Are you at where are you at from the pool area? And all
I'm
that?
Building number four. Building number four.
Now, I'm not familiar. I'm familiar with the look.
It's the last building on the left side.
Is that right there? If you're looking at the top view, is that the building right there?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, this is the building.
Okay, with the blue line around it? Yeah. Danny, does that help you a little bit?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, Jim, those are all constructed in, I think,
second floor,
even by different people or something, but their construction on them is totally different on those units out there. If you go out and look at them, some are pillared, front pillared, the patios are pillared, some of them are not, some of them just got the patios and stuff built on with the...
I have only a deck. No,
deck.
Didn't build nothing. I mean, it's open with the fence, with a metal fence. And we don't have a garage.
You don't have a garage?
No.
So yours is a three-bedroom, two-bath, correct?
Correct.
Jim, I can't see up there. What's that got square footage-wise on it up there?
It doesn't. Square footage, would you give us a report view there?
His is one of the larger ones. It's 1,700 base. 1,739 base. And on the sales I provided you, I don't think there's any over 1,500.
Now, who provided this? Is that what you provided?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I took from the real estate.
This doesn't help you. I just want to let you know, because the 3.2s are 154, 131, 159.
Where?
164.
What they sold or what? They're not sold.
What you gave us.
Yeah. This is the information that I got from the real estate.
Can I visit something, though?
Here are the 3.2s, bedroom, bathroom. Those is the listings.
Yeah.
But does it show here what those are? Here, unit 106.
What is this?
They're 129, and this one listed for. That's a 3.2. Okay. Do you have one over there at like 111? What does that one sell for? 135. Okay, so that's over 135, which is 11. He had listed for 152, and it's still more than what.
Yeah,
his is at 124 or whatever.
Okay,
so
look, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Look, these properties were withdrawn on this date. They never sold.
Never sold.
They just withdrew. But these properties are listed currently.
But over here, it showed that it sold. This that unit number.
It sold. This one sold in 08.
Okay. Wait.
For 135.
Yeah, 2009.
So withdrawn again, kind of resell it. That okay. Never sold.
But okay. Here's some here in 2011 that sold.
Okay. Which is close to his. The 120, unit 120 is. That's a 23.
Did you want to look at these, James?
What no, provided? I've got sales, and those are basically listings. A lot of them. Are you here because did your assessed valuation go up, or just your taxes go up?
Only my taxes go up. I mean, nothing happened to the real estate for the last 2 years in the Palace View. The only thing they sold, I think, they sold a few, it's next door they sold. It was a foreclosure, yeah.
Well, the reason I ask is, you can have the same assessed valuation for every year after year after year after year, and your taxes go up because the citizens voted for the senior tax levy, and so just because the taxes go up doesn't necessarily have anything to do with what the value of your property is.
Is this in here?
It can.
That's not the case on this.
It was changed.
It was changed.
Why it was changed?
Okay, that's what I was asking. Was it changed? All right.
It was set for 24,290 in January 1, 2009, and when the BOE made their adjustments, the increase and decreasing half of what the assessor valued property at. It made his incorrect at 21,370, and we took it back to the 23,460, trying to get it back to the correct value.
Okay.
So it actually did go up.
Okay.
But from its supporting documentation, it still shows that that's pretty close.
Yeah, it does show it right on pretty yeah. Well right on the money. And then I've got another sale here that you guys didn't get to see that I had this morning at 125.
Okay. I'll just tell you, sir, I don't see where the value is incorrect at $123,000. Everything that we're seeing, that I've seen from you and from the assessor, shows that we're pretty close to that value.
Yeah, but why it goes up 10%? The taxes. That's what I'm asking.
Well,
$8,000, nothing happened to the value from last year to this year.
James, the value didn't go up hardly at all, is that correct?
Right, it didn't go up much, but it did go up.
A little bit, but it was based off of a BOE action in 09, but like Nathan was saying, we have more taxes now. The senior citizens tax is now going, so you'll pay taxes where you didn't pay it last year, or 2 years ago, you're paying it this time because there's a new tax.
He doesn't even see that number right now.
But it happened last fall, though. October, they collected
it. It did.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, so go ahead.
That's why you're paying more taxes, is because there is more taxes that we didn't have in 09.
There's a difference in the valuation of property and the taxes that you pay on the property. So even though the valuation that this board could set may stay the same, different groups may increase their tax levies, thereby making that valuation cause you to pay more taxes. That comes from the schools, that comes through a number of other entities that apply their tax levies against the valuation. I think that's what Jim and Nathan are saying.
We don't set tax levies while we set the valuation of property. And so that's what we, that's what the Board of Equalization is. We're here to set the valuation of the property. And then like Ron's saying, the levies are applied based off of the school districts and other taxes.
Senior citizens tax, citizens, which is new.
And the fire and all that. So, okay.
So when the voters vote to tax themselves for new services, that increases all of our taxes based upon the new taxes that we have to pay. I'm not sure that's a part of what this was at this time. Because did that not just pass this past year?
Yeah.
It was already
we
been
paid on it.
So it was on the tax bill?
Correct.
2010.
Yep.
So
be part
the property
of
were chosen by random?
I'm sorry?
The properties of the Palace View, because I know that some people didn't get they didn't raise their taxes.
Did he get a small valuation increase, right?
Yes.
His question was that consistent throughout that particular complex?
Yes, but his square footage is more
different
than neighboring properties there. It appears to be on this form anyhow.
I mean, it's
his is a three bedroom, and a lot of them are two bedrooms.
Right, and 3.2s that's the right value for a 3.2.
His beginning value in 2009 was $24,290. It was reduced by summer BOE to $21,370. It's set today at $23,460.
What was the first number, 24,000?
Let me get back to it, Jim. 24,290 is what it was at the beginning of BOE. It was adjusted. Okay.
And we didn't take it back to the BOE value.
No.
We should have on other, based on evidence.
So originally it was set at $127,842 is what his property was set originally. So was this a new property then? Is that why it was affected by the 09?
No, any increase that we put based on sales got cut in half. Didn't matter whether it's new or not.
Okay.
Any increase was cut in half by 50%. Didn't matter what it was. Well, no, new construction would have been touched or shouldn't have been touched.
But it did.
Well, if it did, I mean...
It was an accident.
Are there any other comments from the board? Any? Sir, unless this board brings this back up again over the course of this BOE, the valuation as you have seen it, which is established at, what was that amount?
The assessed valuation is $23,460.
It's going to remain the same. However, if that is the case, and we're going to deny your request today, then you're going to receive a phone call from Donna, right? Oh, I meant notification from Donna telling you that. You will be able to, and she'll send you the information needed to appeal to the State Tax Commission. They will come down here and have a hearing if you want to meet in front of them, if we don't make the decision to change this. And I'm assuming there may be others that are coming in from that area, too, possibly. I don't know. Chris?
There won't be many.
No?
There'll be some, I mean, but there won't be very many.
But before the day is out, we will bring this back up. We will talk about it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Very much. I want to make a note to bring that back up specifically so we can have a motion on it. Sharon Dickey, if you'd like to come up to the podium.
I'm not talking to her. She's warm. I'm freezing. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm glad it's very
it's
cool.
Nice, isn't it?
Let's do it.
And let's see. Donna, can I get you to send that piece of paper up to me for perusal? Okay, so this is what I'm looking at on the board as well, right? And we have our information in front of us, at least for what you have, it looks like, sent in. So go ahead, if you will.
Okay, and if we do need some comparison information for Cozy Cove, I have that. I didn't submit it because I didn't know. My goal here is not to raise everyone else's taxes. I didn't know if we wanted to just deal with mine separately. But if we want to talk about Cozy Cove, there are four distinct types of units in Cozy Cove, and mine is one that... Yeah, one of the smaller ones, and it's also a square footage.
Okay.
Anyway, if you want information on that, I can provide that with you. But the reason I applied for a hearing was because I was just so surprised when I got my assessment that through no reason that I could see, my unit was reassessed 47% higher than it was last year. I bought my condo last year for $118,000, and since then, in this particular part of Cozy Cove, there are 18 units that are basically alike. There are three buildings that have six units each, and the floor plan's the same, you know, just some minor differences. They very seldom come up for sale, but this past year there have been sales. The unit below me was listed at 107. It has been reduced to 97. It has not sold. The unit next to me sold last month for, oh, I don't know what it sold for. It was listed for 89, and I have no reason to think that it was sold for higher than that. There are other properties within Cozy Cove, which I imagine, you know, there's not a whole lot of sales, but they've sold for higher. But the reason would be because they're much more desirable. Their square footage is as much as three times larger than mine, so you would expect them to sell for more. But anyway, when I first came in, my question was, why was it reassessed?
James.
I would like to approach and go through Mrs. Dickey's PRC and let you guys follow through.
You bet.
Because she's never seen
it. I don't know what that is, but okay.
We're both going to learn.
This is one we just referred to on the last case. If you look at the 2009 value.
Okay, this is just my unit.
Yeah, what's this? In 2009, this value was $35,610. After the BOE...
You're talking assessed value?
Assessed value.
Okay, that was before I bought my unit. All right.
And then in 2010, this is one that got cut square in half because it moved from commercial to residential. That's all it took to trigger the computer. If you look on your PRC, you'll see 2010 value, $19,090, which cut the value of that condo right square in half. Unjustifiably, it just was a mistake. The assessor had to correct that. We reassessed the condo based...
Now, where did you get that?
All right. $28,060 is where we went to. My recommendation to this board is to take the value of this condo to $118,000 as she paid for it in 2010.
That's your recommendation?
That's my recommendation.
I move that we accept the recommendation of the assessor on BOE 0029 and set the new appraised value at 118. Would you say even, James?
Yes, if you look at sales 2, 3, and...
You're talking about this on the Cozy Cove condos?
Yes, right. If you look at those 1269 sales,
right,
it'll reflect more of a value of the 118.
Right. So I made that's a...
So that's my recommendation to the board.
What is it currently at?
147.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to...
Reduce
the appraised value to $118,000 on...
Residential.
BOE number 0029, assessed residential.
Assessed residential.
Who seconded?
Danny.
Now, assessed residential, that'll bring it down to assessed value of what, James?
I'd have to, I don't have,
22,
I apologize.
22, 3, 24, 20,
I'll tell you
I'm
here.
Guessing.
It's set at res right now.
We just want to make sure it doesn't say
22,420. 22,420.
That's what it shows, 0.19, right?
It's at 28,060 and it's going to 22,420.
Correct.
So the appraised value of the property will be established at $118,000. The assessed value of the property will be at $22,420, and it was at $28,060. And the $22,420 is what your tax rate is based upon that produces your taxes. That is the motion that is on the floor and seconded. Is there discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Watch that guy on your way out, huh? She should watch you, though.
Morris Hospitality, LLC. Is your next one?
Are we calling?
No.
He's here, I think. I didn't check it, Jim. I'm sorry.
How would I know?
Be in the bottom left-hand corner, very left, right? It says...
Call. I will appear in person, but then it...
But then it changed.
Did it change?
Okay.
Can I... Ron, while we have just 1 minute here...
Yes, sir.
I'm going to move to deny BOE 0064, which is the one before this last one.
Which is the...
Roth?
Yosef Roth?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's my
is
motion.
There a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. I've made the second.
Mr. Jackson.
To deny BOE last four numbers 0064. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Are we ready for Morris Hospitality? Here it is. Is it what?
Is it?
We are ready for Morris Hospitality now.
Good.
You're there, Mr. Morris.
We'll wait until the assessor comes back, and when he returns, we will be ready. Can you show me what that's currently? Maybe I can find it on here. Assessed 49 or okay. Chrissy?
BOE number ending in 0030 is 257840. And they're bringing two properties. The second one ending in 0508, and that's 1443020. Both of those are both commercial.
Give the second one to me again, the value.
I'm sorry. 1443020.
1443020.
Exactly.
Really? Okay.
this the old, is it Radisson? What is this?
It's the Ramada.
Ramada, not Radisson. Ramada, okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
Are both of these properties attached to the same?
They're right next to each
other. Gotcha. Okay. If you would like to come up to the podium, we will take up your property assessment appeal.
And I think to be clear on the front end, I guess let me get up here. I met last week with Mr. Strahan a little bit informally and talked about sort of the need to get a little bit more valuation here in front of us. We've attempted to do that by the, I called Steve Fritchfield and Bob Hules over Commercial One to help us out with some valuation. You guys probably know them. And just asked them to get us a value of the land. Well, as I was looking at this and thinking about it a little bit, What made sense to me, actually, based on what he was doing, which was valuing the hotel, basically, the parcel that you got up on your screen, that 001 property, 6.63 acres, is not part of the hotel that Bob and Steve took a look at. So I think what we'd like to do is drop the appeal of that parcel, that 6.62 acres, and really just talk to you today about the 12.67 acres, which is next door. That one, yes.
Okay. Let me back up, Jim or Donna. Yep. So we're talking about 0030 won't be discussed today.
Correct. That's right.
So you will have to do a motion to deny that request. Is what, since it's on the schedule, we have to deny. Correct.
Yeah.
To get it off. Okay.
Just can't withdraw it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, Ron. We usually, since it's already been called up, I think we'd have to deny it.
Okay, sir.
Sorry. And by the way, my name is Brett Roball. I should have maybe done that earlier. I'm Mr. Morris's attorney. You guys probably all know Mr. Morris. He's been in the Branson area doing business for 50-year anniversary this year.
50-year early spring this year.
50 years of Branson. So wow. There you go. So he knows more about this than I do. Mr. Morris actually bought, just by way of background, both parcels of land in April for $3 million total. And he did that through agreement with Bancorp South. And you might be thinking, well, that's a foreclosure that really has nothing to do with anything, but let me briefly tell you, I know we're on a limited time frame, but let me briefly tell you why it's a little bit more than that, at least in our opinion, which is the owner of the property at the time approached Mr. Morris in somewhere around in the fall of 2010, asking him if he was interested in buying the properties back. At that time, they had been experiencing some losses for a few years. Our property had not been making money. They were wanting to cut their losses and get out of the project. At that point, when they approached Mr. Morris, it was described as their last avenue. They'd been trying to sell the property for a period of time, had not been able to do it. Mr. Morris at the time had a second loan on the property. No one had approached him about discounting it or anything like that. They just couldn't get anyone interested in buying the piece of property. So we went down that road a little bit, and that's where we got a little bit of the financial information, so we do know that they were losing money. That process ended because we couldn't come to any sort of agreement on what we believed to be the right value of this property by working not only with the owner at the time, but also with Bancorp South, who was the first mortgage holder. That process continued then. We continued our discussions with Bancorp South. They, in essence, this property was shut down January 1st. It's been closed until Mr. Morris recently opened it on Memorial Day weekend. I think he had two rooms that night that were booked.
One room the first night, and fortunately, we doubled the business. And two rooms the next
exponential increase in business. Excellent work. Bancorp South knew that they were getting this property back as of January. I mean, they probably knew it beforehand, but they knew definitively they were getting it in January. Bancorp South had put out feelers, and actually the people we were talking to were getting the same phone calls asking if they were interested in the property. This process went along for approximately 4 months when I think it was in late March we finally struck a deal with the bank to buy the entire approximately 20 acres for $3 million. So this isn't just like we showed up at a foreclosure sale. They bid $3 million and we bid $3 million plus a buck and got it. This was something where this property was marketed for a period of time, had no interest whatsoever. Mr. Morris made an offer finally that the bank sat on for a long time, considered, I'm sure went back to their potential buyers that they had, and they got the highest number that they could get to sell this thing and get out from underneath it. We took it over. So we think that the whole thing should be valued at $3 million. So that's first and foremost why we're here, is to get these properties collectively together at $3 million, because we believe that does reflect more of a fair market value of this than what you might ordinarily come to think of when you think of foreclosure. Okay, so we start there. And then we go to Steve and Bob, and I just said, here's the statistics on this hotel. Let me know what you guys think. We did not have time for a full appraisal. We do not have a full appraisal. We just don't have one. So these guys, as you guys know, have significant experience in this market. And I don't know if you've had time to read what they put together. But in a nutshell, all the buildings that are on these collective properties are on this 12.67 acres, including the Rowdy Beaver restaurant. And he's got that valued in here. And at the end of the day, what he has that parcel valued at is 2.8 and some change. I believe that right now the county has this property assessed, or I'm sorry, valued at approximately $4.5 million. And so we believe that this is a much better reflection of true market value this year, considering January 1st this property was closed. You know, I know what happens after that isn't relevant, but we're just having to restart this business. This property is a dead property on January 1st of 2011 of this year. And so what we have here is, to me, a good estimate of the market value of that piece of property. Okay. And I apologize for getting this to you late. I got it to you just as soon as I got it.
So we're talking about, make sure I understand here, guys, we're talking about this one parcel, which is that the 12.67 acres.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay.
James, what's the total appraised value on that parcel?
On that parcel itself is
$4,509,423. And the Critchfield estimate I looked was it 2.8,
2.9? 2834.
There it is.
I guess the only question I'd have on the Rowdy Beaver is, I love to eat there. And is the $48,000 per year gross, based on that being a new business starting up, and now that it's established to what it's doing, is that rent basically should be $70,000 a year? That would be my only question. because I'm pretty sure that rent is based on when it just started.
Sure.
And the way it's grown, and everybody knows it's grown to a very successful restaurant. And is that, if you go around the community, is that a established restaurant rent?
Mr. Morris?
Well, the...
Does he need to come up here?
That's fine. The restaurant, which I knew nothing about before, much about when I bought it, but the property or the leasee made a deal to go and spend some money on it, and they gave him a long-term lease at $4,000 a month. And because and this is relatively new. This has all happened in the last 2 years, I think.
Right.
And so we, although under the circumstances, it certainly had tough difficulties, but I bond it at $4,000 a month, and that's what I'm getting for, and that's what I think it's under lease.
How, and you said long-term lease, how many years is it?
Well,
it was originally a five-year deal.
Five-year lease, because of what he had to do. He had at least 5 years.
At 2,000, at 4,000.
At 4,000, and that's what he still wants, but we haven't committed on 5 year lease at that, but he's got quite some time now at 4,000 a month, and that's what I'm looking for.
I don't, I guess I would have no expectation, Mr. Morris, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but if we go from 4 to 6, 6 times 1272 is basically what you're talking about. I mean, have you had any discussions with him about paying $6,000 a month? I mean, that's a pretty big increase.
$5,000.
Which he wasn't willing to do, as I understand.
Well, he didn't want to do that, but he said, let me give me a break to the... I guess he had tears in the eyes, but I stuck with the four.
Right.
And I tried to get five, and I had some feelings for him. And, I've had that property on me. I've had it for a long time. I couldn't get nothing out of it. So I'm trying to work with him.
My recommendation to the board is to leave that other value as it is, which it's not correct. But that's been set by BOE, and I think Mr. Lucci came in and argued the value down on that other piece of property that you showed previous to this that you're leaving alone.
6.6. Yeah,
right, because we've got an improvement structure of $163,000. But in that process, I would be agreeable to 3,160,000 on the 12.67 acres, because it contains a better area and has less in the back end of the property. I probably have that back side of that entire property, that 12 acres, valued a little bit high because it addresses Fall Creek more than it does 76. And so that's how I would consider that property. And the actual buildings you see, motels you see on that property, are in better shape than the old Oxmall motel, as we all noted, that had been here so long.
We, if I could interrupt, if small buildings should be those, yeah, they're in high school, they're probably better than nothing. The first building right behind Rally Beach, 117 rooms, it's not used at all. And Ramada won't even let us use it. So we're going to have a
renovation,
lot of money to spend on it. So we don't have nothing coming in on. And that's the biggest building. That's 117 rooms.
But now they are prefab motels, right?
Prefab?
Yeah, they're concrete. Prefab set, they're not old wooden structures like.
Yes, they were built
two of the buildings were built in the 80s, and one, well, built around 90. Some a little before 90, and one or so, go back to 90, but around 90.
But other than that, I'd recommend that we see an appraisal on it. It's hard to, and I know they've tried to present an appraisal, but true appraisal and highway frontage on 76, selling at any price you could basically put on it. Fuddruckers right across the street sold for $18 a square foot. So we're looking at high dollars for the front 200 feet. But that would be my recommendation on it, but you guys do whatever you want.
It's been for sale a long time. We looked a long time and paid for it. And Lucci did, this was on 80-20. 80% was probably 80-20. And Lucci is having ownership of it. And I said 50 years in this area. Last spring, not coming. That's great. I have sold this county more fuel over here. I have delivered fuel everywhere at Penn Creek. And I know this area, and I love it. And because I'm living in Springfield, it's not my fault. I love this area. But Standard Oil, when they said jump, I only said how high. Because they got me out of Cottonfields in southeast Missouri. And they made me move to Springfield and then turn that territory along with this ordinance. And I've operated consistently for 50 years. I do as much here as I do in Springfield. I at least am a second cousin down here now. Certainly a stranger from the cotton fields up here when I was 26 years old.
Okay, James, if I'm not mistaken, your request or recommendation to lower this to $3,160,000 is a reduction of almost $1,350,000 in appraised value.
Yes, sir.
So the recommendation from the assessor is to set the appraised value of this particular parcel of property, last four numbers 0508, at $3,160,000. Is there a motion to accept that recommendation, or
how did you come up with that, James? That's $325,000 higher than what? I mean, I guess are you guys willing to accept the 3160?
Keeping the other partial.
We're not touching.
That's 800,000.
I know, that's 800.
Right.
And we're not.
We're not touching that. So this one would be 3-1 versus the 2-8. It'd
be about
3-9 ish total. 3-9 ish
total, yeah. It'd be the 3-1 versus the 4-5-0-9.
Right.
I think that's
I move that we set the valuation of BOE appeal number ending in 0508 to $3,160,000 as recommended by the assessor.
Is there a second, gentlemen?
I'll second it.
Motion has been made and seconded to reduce the appraised value of BOE number 0508, that's the last four numbers, to the appraised value of $3,160,000 as per the recommendation of the assessor. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Can I go ahead and deny the other one then, just so we can clear up the votes?
Well, I have a question about that. And could we hold that till we have our discussions later about parcels?
Sure.
Thank you. It won't increase. The other property will not increase.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Ward.
Good to see
you. You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nathan Easley's my name.
Okay, we just go down here.
I haven't done it lately.
We've been beach with each other for weeks. Can we not get out on time? I mean, let's go.
No, I'm just checking.
Right next to Joy's place, Joy House, Gayless.
What time we start? That's it.
Thank you, Jim. Good to see you, sir.
Nice to see you, sir. I just had a technical question about that. I just didn't want to. Shall we? Let me express this.
We are online.
That's okay. If we deny, then an individual on any particular piece of property has the right to appeal. If, in fact, they withdraw and it's never heard, then they don't have the right to go to the state tax commission. That's the difference that I wanted to bring up. His comment was that they would withdraw their request for a hearing, so my thinking was, it really locks it in to where it is. Nothing can change if we just accept their withdrawal. But it's whatever you all are comfortable doing.
We've done both ways in the past. We've let them withdraw, and then we've had the denials. So I don't know how.
I've always let them withdraw if it was prior to us coming into the meeting. But once we had the meeting, it's like we're already hearing them. But I mean, you tell us what you're doing.
We've certainly made the appointment for them to have it, but they withdrew. So, and it doesn't really matter. I just thought that might be a point, so I brought it up. But
either way, until this BOE adjourns, they have the right to appeal. If they withdraw everything and then all of a sudden say, hey, this ain't right.
You mean they have the right to come back?
Yeah.
Not without an appointment, do they?
They got a right to go on the state. They don't have to. Yeah, they don't have to see you guys no more.
So I think that
they do if, in fact, the property has been heard. If it hasn't been heard, they have no right to do state tax commission. Mm-hmm.
But if he decided to go and...
I think we did.
So, gentlemen, you want to deny it? That's fine with me.
I'd just rather... Let's just deny it. That way we're done with it. Let's get it done. Yeah. Danny, you care? Motion to... Motion to deny end of BOE ending 0030.
Motion's been made to deny BOE ending numbers 0030. Is there a second?
I'll second it. I figured that moved somebody.
You figured right.
Against that.
Do we need to adjourn the day, Ron? What do you like? What do you prefer?
So let's stand in recess until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.